The Channel 7 annual general meeting of the corporate entity behind that runs the TV network took place today. Stephen Main, prominent shareholder activist, was present at it, and he's on the phone. Stephen, g'day.
Hi, Smitty, how are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Run us through the meeting. Any notable questions asked?
Well, I think Mr. Stokes wishes he had a can of Pestrol for me, because he got very aggressive and actually ended up calling security to tell me to sit down and stop asking questions. So of 300 AGMs I've been to over the years, it was the crankiest, most combative performance I've ever seen. And I guess these are difficult times. I mean, Channel 7's warning their profits are going to fall by 50%. The share price has crashed by 70%. And I was just asking questions like, is there any value in the Channel 7 network, which is loaded up with debt with that big joint venture with KKR, the world's most famous private equity firm? So he was pretty sensitive today, and the business is going all right, but all that debt sitting in that joint venture with KKR, a bit of a worry in a credit crisis.
To be fair to one of its major competitors, it's exactly the same situation at Nine, is it not?
Well, I think it's actually a case of if Seven is hurting, Nine and Ten.
Yeah.
I think that's actually the real story here, Smitty, and that's what some of the Seven people were saying afterwards, that, you know, we're number one, and we've just had a 50% downgrade in profit. Over at Channel 9, James Packer's walked away and said, I'll leave it to the private equity boys. And at Channel 10, the Canadian parent there is under extreme pressure in Canada with too much debt. So media companies all over the place are really sweating at the moment. I mean, APN News and Media's got Tony O'Reilly selling out to pay off debt. Around the world, Washington Post has written down the masthead. CBS has written down the value of the TV licenses. It's really, really dark days for media companies. And Seven's operationally doing well, but a fair bit of debt in that joint venture.
Stephen Main has been a prominent shareholder activist for some time, and his performance today at the Channel 7 meeting, getting security called, is actually not out of character at all. He has a very clear view on propriety, on what's right and wrong. I first met Stephen when he was a press secretary in the Victorian government in the 1990s. But you went on to set up the Crikey website, did you not, Stephen, that you ultimately sold?
Yeah, coming off the back of sort of whistleblowing about the former Victorian Premier Jeff Kennett, and then off the back of that launch Crikey, yeah.
You would have had a unique position delivering you some insight in that you were a press secretary for Kennett, were you not?
Yeah, no, I was a spin doctor for 18 months. And then 3 years after I left, I actually went on Four Corners as a whistleblower, raising some issues about Kennett's share dealings and a few other things.
The reason I ask that of Stephen is that Stephen is being featured on the ABC's Talking Heads program tonight at 6:30 with Peter Thompson, and it's being promoted by the ABC as quite an emotional interview. Can you tell us a little about it, what we could expect to see?
Well, there were a couple of interesting moments. One of them was when Peter Thompson fronted me and said, you once anonymously called me a has-been in Crikey. Yeah. And I sort of had to say, oh, did I? Oh, sorry about that. That was an interesting moment. And I guess the other one was he was asking me about the whole being a whistleblower against Jeff Kennett, trying to stand against him. And I teared up a little bit when explaining how my parents were really upset. And at one point, actually, my dad said, leave until you actually get your career back together, because I'd quit my job on the Fin Review. I'd announced I was going to run as a candidate against Jeff Kennett, and then I was ineligible. So I sort of had this view I'd destroyed my whole career. And then what happened was I published 10,000-word explanation on the Jeff.com website. And I guess when I was explaining this to Peter Thompson and talking about my dad ringing up and saying, look, now he understands why I did it. He understands why I sort of stuck my neck out. I guess a bit awkward tearing up on national television, but can't help it, can you?
No, we're all human beings with emotions. We're not automatons. It sounds like it will be fascinating viewing tonight, Stephen. Can I ask you this? Will you sit at home and watch it with the family, or can you bring yourself to?
Actually, I've already had a sneak look of it. And would you believe I'm actually going to be in the air when it goes to air, because I'm flying back from Sydney after boxing on with Kerry Stokes. So, yeah. But the wife and kids are watching, no doubt.
Righto. I'll be watching it, and we might have a chat tomorrow. Thanks for having a chat with us.
Thanks, Vinny. All the best, mate.
Yeah, you too. Stephen Main, shareholder activist, and I'd say that would be worth a quick glance. ABC Talking Heads program, 6:30 p.m. tonight.